I want to find out about those little weird animals from Tasmania or about those little things that are in your backyard that you don't know about.
This is Hypothesis. I'm Alec Hamilton. Today, we have a story about recognizing the undiscovered. Bernardo Santos is a PhD student at the Richard Gilder Graduate School at the American Museum of Natural History.
I'm very passionate about biological diversity.
He's named a total of 92 new species in the last 8 years. He's 28.
Yeah, as like a 20-year-old, I was really, really excited to start contributing and feeling, oh, now I'm a scientist for real.
Once he's decided a specimen looks different, he has to make sure it hasn't already been named. And that can be tough, since many species were identified before the internet, or even photography.
In many cases, these species were described based on, you know, three lines of text saying black body, red legs, from South America. That's how, I mean, as deep as it goes, it's from South America.
So he has to actually go to the museum, wherever it is, that holds that particular specimen to make sure. Then he submits his conclusion to a peer-reviewed scientific journal for publication. Unlike trademarks or patents, there's no one centralized clearinghouse or governing body.
That's it. It's a species. As long as it's published, it is a species.
The first time he named one, he says he agonized a little.
Which name would be cool and so on, if I should make a little pun, try to find something funny. But in the end, I just went with like sort of like a traditional descriptive name.
Santos says he can't see himself stopping anytime soon.
We ended up getting to know so much about outer space and what's in other planets and so on. And a lot of what we have here, we don't know yet.
I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis. By the way, this is the last regular Hypothesis, in this format anyway. We'll be back, less frequently, but with longer stories. Thanks for listening.